Introducing macroeconomics. What is macroeconomics? Macroeconomics considers the economy as a whole, that is the volume of goods and services produced by all businesses in the government, state, sector. Macroeconomics also studies relationships and interconnections between one country and another, for example, how a recession in the United States affects businesses in the UK, or how a change in tariffs introduced by the Chinese impacts on a British firm trying to export to the Far East. The scope of macroeconomics includes looking at the success or failure of government policies. The City of London is a centre for global finance and a major source of income for our balance of payments, but it has been hit hard by the credit crunch. The spending decisions of millions of consumers add up to affect the performance of the whole economy. Will consumers help lead the UK out of recession? Searching for work, unemployment has been rising quickly during the recent economic recession. Businesses need to forecast demand changes. In a downturn, they often cut back on stocks. Brief background on the UK. The UK has the second largest economy in the European Union behind Germany, and it is the second biggest exporter of services in the world. In 2009, the UK contributed around 3% to global output and approximate 4% of global trade in goods and services. In terms of per capita income, the UK is ranked in the top 15 nations, and it also has one of the highest levels of human development as measured by the United Nations Index. Britain enjoyed continuous economic growth from 1992 through to 2008, but in 2009 the economy has suffered a deep recession. Real GDP fell by nearly 5% in 2009, and a weak recovery is forecast for 2010. Over a quarter of the UK's GDP comes from exports. Imports exceed exports, and this means that the UK runs a trade deficit with other countries. The UK joined the European Union, EU, in January 1973, and is a founder member of the World Trade Organization, WTO, which it joined in 1995. The UK retains its own currency, having decided not to join the single currency area, or Eurozone. The external value of the pound, sterling, against the dollar, euro and yen etc. floats on a day-to-day basis. It is determined by buying and selling in international currency markets. Whereas microeconomics deals with individual markets such as oil, housing and farming, and the choice of households and individual businesses, in macroeconomics we look at things backwards in the whole, and, in doing so, we use these terms when describing different groups. Households receive income from their jobs and from their investments, and then buy the output of firms. This is known as consumption or consumer spending, and is labeled as C. Firms, businesses hire land, labor and capital inputs when making products for which they pay wages and rent etc. income. Firms receive payment from consumers, and profitable businesses may invest, i.e., a percentage of profits in new producer goods. Government collect taxes, t, to fund spending on public services such as education, healthcare and defense. Government spending is given the label, g. International sector. The UK buys imports from other countries, m, and overseas businesses and consumers buy UK products, known as exports, x. International trade is important for the UK. Millions of jobs depend directly or indirectly on the UK remaining competitive in overseas markets. Macroeconomic performance refers to how well a country is doing in reaching the key objectives or targets of government policy. The main aim is usually an improvement over time in the real standard of living for the majority of the population. The term "real" means that we have taken into account the effects of rising prices, so that we get a better picture of how many products we can afford to buy and consume. But macroeconomic policy is not solely concerned with living standards. The bigger picture would take into account 1. Jobs. How high is unemployment? Is the economy creating enough new jobs for people entering the labor market each year? 2. Prices. Are price rises under control? Can the economy avoid a period of price deflation? Price stability refers to low stable positive inflation of between 1-3% per year. 3. Trade. Is the economy performing well in trading goods and services with other countries? 4. Growth. How successful has the country been in achieving growth in the short term and in laying the foundations for expansion in the future? Can growth be sustained in terms of its environmental effects? 5. Efficiency. Is the economy managing to improve productivity so that more goods and services can be supplied at lower cost? Are we cutting the amount of energy we use per unit of output? 6. Public services. Have the benefits of growth flowed through into better provision of state services such as education, health and transport? 7. The environment. Many economists now focus on whether an expanding economy is sustainable in terms of its environmental impact. Macroeconomic performance therefore covers a wide range of indicators, summarized as growth, short-term and long-term, jobs, unemployment, and employment, prices, trade, productivity, average standard of living, quality of public services. 1. The macroeconomic performance of any one nation is affected by events, policies, and shocks in other countries. No economy is immune to what is happening in the global financial and economic system. 2. The recent fallout from the credit crunch and a recession in global trade, production, and jobs has made it abundantly clear just how interconnected the world is in an economic sense. Understanding these connections will help you to improve your macroeconomics and allow you to score higher marks for evaluation. What is economic stability? Economic stability occurs when there is an absence of big swings in prices, output, and jobs. What is an economic cycle? The national output of a country does not grow in a steady fashion from one year to the next. All countries experience an economic cycle which tracks the fluctuations in the rate of growth of a country's gross domestic product, GDP. Have a look at the chart below. 1A1B, 2A2B, 2C, 3A3B, 3C, 3rd, 4A4B, 5A. The cycle is also known as the business or the trade cycle. The chart shows the annual rate of growth of national output for the UK. Since 1988, there have been three recessions. Since 1980, and the most recent recession has been one of the worst for over 60 years.